you up. What did you watch Adrian Peterson growing up?
A lot.
Well, what did you think of when you were growing up? What do you think about going against him now?
He run hard. Very hard.
You ever see him around town? You know him a little bit?
I went and trained with him a couple times.
What do you think of his work ethic?
He work hard. And he run hard.
What do you think sets him apart and what's made him so good all these years?
He run hard. Very, very hard.
You don't say?
Hmm?
Really?
He ran extremely hard.
JD, what do you think about a guy who's done it at that level of physicality for as long as he has?
That's incredible, nah. But the guys run hard. Just don't let them get up to your second level. Your defense, or it can be a long day for us. Got to bottom up early before we get going.
Pretty good friend since you worked out with him?
He's a pretty cool guy, yeah. He's not bad.
What do you think?
He runs hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that.
Bernardrick McKinney's done for you guys as a leader and as a linebacker for you guys?
He's the same guy every day, consistent. Work hard. He knows what's going on. He stay in tune with the defense. He's a vocal leader. How they speak, he lead us. Put us in the right calls. Like, he's a smart guy.
Coach Vrabel mentioned to us that he was the recipient of an Adrian Peterson a stiff arm that kind of knocked him back during his playing career. Coach Vrabel, when he was
How about
playing.
AP?
Yeah,
watch it. But nice.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Did you know that anybody can get the best of Coach Vrabel?
Nah, man, the guy is crazy. So for him to come out and tell you somebody else got him is kind of funny, but. You know, you don't expect that coming from Ray. He seemed like a type of guy who's always winning, on the winning side all the time.
But, did you ever shake hands with Adrian?
Yeah.
Did he try to break your hand?
I don't know about all that, but.
No first grip.
Yeah, me too.
A little bit?
Not no little bit. A lot bit.
Hey, what have you seen at the quarterback position there for Arizona behind Palmer?
Well, they're getting the ball out their hands very quick. Guys can throw the ball. It's not Carson Palmer, I can tell you that, but he can get him in the right situation to make plays. Both of the guys that come in can both do that. I just say we just got to get started early and keep our same intensity the whole game. We can't play one good half. We got to play a whole four quarters against them. I don't think they're going to stop no matter what the score is. Both of us looking for them wins to build up, so expect to come out of a hard, tough fighting game.
We've heard your teammates say you need to play a complete game. Is that mindset when you talk about having intensity for all four quarters? How do you look at that, JD?
It's all four quarters, like they say. We got to finish the game. We started one half. Either we starting fast or we starting slow and finishing strong. We starting fast, not finish. It's like one or the other. We just got to be consistent the whole game. Start fast and finish strong instead of start slow and finishing strong. So I think we're going to come out fired up this week and looking forward to going out there and stopping it and getting going. Oh, it means a lot, man. Wins come hard in the NFL. We know that. We've been in a lot of tough, close games in the season and still came up a lot, fell short a few times. But let me get back on the right track this week, hopefully, and get a win, man. It's rough getting wins in this league, but we need one.
The way that both teams have been set back this week, and even the Packers there, Rodgers, a lot of teams that suffer quarterback injuries. Do you think the NFL's too quarterback-centric? It's too much about that position?
Man, that position is important, man. You got to have somebody out there throwing that ball around, moving the ball around, and the quarterbacks is what you need in this league to win. So, got to have more good ones. But, nah, it's rough. Aaron Rodgers won in the grade. We had a good one. It was up. Savage is going to have to go out there and lead us on again this week right here. So, we're going to get behind him and cheer him on and get ready to go.
What do you think about Johnson being the first to go into the Ring of Honor?
That was great, man. I got to spend a little bit of time with him when I first came in, and this watch his career and what he ever done is special, and I'm happy for him.
What did you know about him before you became a Texan?
He's real good. I ain't know much, but I got to meet the guy. But he put up numbers, and he's a great receiver. But once I got to meet him, he ain't just a great receiver, he's a good guy. I mean, he taught me some stuff about how to take care of myself when I was here that short period of time with him, so I appreciate that out of him.
Even in the short time that you guys spent together, did you have a favorite Andre story?
Nah, man, he was quiet, man. He's just the OG, man. He was always quiet, came in, kept his head down, and did his job. That's kind of what I kind of took from him, and, you know, do what he do in the morning times before practice and stuff. So I kind of picked that stuff up without even really much talking about it, just watching him. So, man, great leader. He was a great leader for us.
Did you recognize pretty quickly what a cool customer he was?
Man, he was always cool, man, when I first met him. And, you know, he stayed that way. Just come in and do his job. He just stayed low-key around here. Nobody even really said much to him, Big Dog. But, you know, he the man, and I'm happy for him.
How do you feel you're playing right now? Because you had some really good plays, tackle for losses, sacks. How do you feel you're playing right now?
Oh, man, I don't know. We losing, so. I ain't playing good enough to get no win yet, huh? Nah, but I got to keep going. I think I'm having an okay season. Six sacks, something tackle for loss. I got to continue to get better in that category, keep getting better and better each week, improving my tackles and sacks or loss, and doing whatever I can do to help lead this team and get wins, whatever that is. Just go out there and play hard, really. Be physical.
Do you think there's anything different you can do on those plays to create turnovers?
Go after the ball more, I guess, after I do have the guys wrapped up, try to get scripts and get our offense in a better situation, take care of the ball. But I'm just got there competing at a high level, just trying to compete and be physical, having fun.